Hello, I'm Brian Gorman, your Transforming Lives coach, and I'd like to welcome you to this, the fourth of my 10 most important lessons that I have learned through 50 years of intentionally engaging with change. Today's lesson, tell stories. Let me begin by asking a question. Are you a good storyteller? Most people, when I ask that question, answer, no, my grandfather was a good storyteller, or my Aunt Susie is a great storyteller, but I'm not really good at telling stories. Well, the truth is, we are all good storytellers. We tell ourselves stories all the time, and we believe them. We tell ourselves about the conflict we're going to get into at work today. And we feel the tension rising before we even get to the office. And sure enough, there's that conflict. We tell ourselves about the great evening we're going to have at home with the family. And chances are we have a great evening at home with the family. We tell ourselves other kinds of stories too. Stories about how maybe we're not good enough, or we're not smart enough, or we don't have the experience or the skills. And those stories become our truths. Perhaps we tell ourselves we'll never have enough money, and that becomes the truth. Or perhaps we tell ourselves a different kind of story, a story of living into abundance, a story of success in the endeavors we undertake. And those become our truths as well. Stories have power, whether they're positive or negative. They have power. The oldest stories that we know of are cave paintings found in France that date back 30,000 years. So storytelling is now at least that old. It's in our DNA. Hearing stories and believing stories is in our DNA as well. Whether they're visual or they're verbal, stories have power. They touch our head, heart, and gut. They touch our emotions. They touch our senses. Stories have power. They can affect how we feel. They certainly affect how we think and how we act. Neuroscience now tells us that fMRIs show the brain responding in the same way to a well-told story as it does to actually living the event. So how do you create that story? If you're facing a big change, if you're in the midst of a big change, if you're thinking about a big change, how do you create that story? Well, first of all, and I touched on this in Listen to Your Three Brains last week. First of all, it's a story from the future, not about the future, from the future. When I begin with my clients, no matter what brought them to me, whether it's a great opportunity or a significant challenge, whether it's jumping up and down with joy about going back to school to make a career change, or feeling totally lost and uncertain of oneself and future because you were just fired, I begin in the same place. What makes your heart sing? What makes your heart sing? You've got this wonderful opportunity going back to school, to change your career. And you know there will be challenges along the way. So look forward into the future. You've got that new career. What will make your heart sing? You're lost. You're hurt that you were fired. You don't know what to do next. If you could wave away the fear, if you could wave away all that might get in your way, what would make your heart sing? Because to move through a transformation, you need passion. And passion comes from the heart. So what would make your heart sing? Once you've got the story, embody it. Embody it. Living in the future. When you get there, when you've achieved your story, it's not all going to be happening in your head. It's in your body too. It's in your muscle memory, in your heart, in your gut, in your emotions. So embody it. I have a story I'm living into right now. It's personal and professional, and it ends with a New Year's Eve celebration, December 31st, 2021, right in this very apartment that I am making this recording in now. And every day I sit down with that story. Every day I imagine what it will feel like on that New Year's Eve. And some days I walk around the apartment experiencing what it will feel like to have that celebration with family and friends. Sometimes during the day, especially if I'm facing a particularly tough challenge, I'll sit back and bring myself back into that story. And as you do that, as you embody it, it becomes easier and easier to live into. And the subconscious, when you run into those obstacles, says, wait, there's got to be a way through this, because we know what it feels like when we get to the other side of all of these obstacles. Once you're at that point, or maybe even before sometimes, start telling yourself the story. Eye to eye in the mirror. Stand eye to eye in the mirror. Look yourself in the eye. Tell yourself your story. And hear it. And feel it. And believe it. You're also going to have to invite other people into your story. Maybe the people that are going to be taking this journey with you. There may be others whose support you will need along the way. Share your story with them. Tell it from your head, heart, and gut. Now here I'm talking about personal stories. But organizations also create stories for change. I've worked with global organizations as they create and live into global transformation. Families can create their own stories as well. A minute ago, I said, you know, invite others into your story. Sometimes you're going to be invited into a story by others, and sometimes you'll be happy to be there, and sometimes you won't. Sometimes things will happen to you out of your control that create a new story that you have to live into. And when that happens, don't allow yourself to be a victim. That's a story too. Being a victim is a story. How can you claim victory even in a story that you didn't choose? Stories don't all have to be transformational either. I have clients who create little stories all the time. The story about the sales call that goes better than ever imagined. the story again about that romantic date. Stories can be big, stories can be small. Stories are powerful. I've had clients ask me, how can I write a story from the future? Things change. I don't know what's going to happen. Well, they're right. Things do change. But as I hope you get from today's lesson, creating that story from the future helps you to live into it. And when things change, you get to edit the story. You're the author. You can edit it. So, stories have power. You're a good storyteller. Create your story, embody it, live into it, edit it when you have to. Become your future self through story. I hope you found this lesson useful. If you have, I invite you to share it with others so that they can benefit from it as well. In addition to the audio and video recordings, this week I am offering you a PDF of an article that I just recently had published in Choice, the magazine for professional coaches, that links story and the three brains. I'm also providing a link to a Facebook Live recording that I made on Words Matter that looks at the power of words and ultimately the power of story through a different lens. I'm Brian Gorman, your Transforming Lives coach. I look forward to having you join me again for my other lessons. And in the meantime, if anything comes up for you that you want to talk about or any questions that you have, or you want to dig into this topic more, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. My email is brian@transforminglives.coach. Thank you.